Hump Day Quickie Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickies, Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. Things start to get a little crazy for me in this episode of our Ecstasy Unlocked Key Party. Barry and I have some parallel play with Iris and G. John and I sneak into another foursome. Then I get an MFM with Nick and Link to start round five.
All right. Why can't your nose be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot.
Let's just say super rich shit.
Hey, Beavis. You think they're having sex in the other room?
You were so good because you just started laughing.
I actually don't even know if we're recording.
Yeah. Who knows?
The record light is on. I don't know if that means recording or not recording. All right, I mean, while we're here, what has been your favorite part so far of the games?
The games? I mean, it's hard because, you know, I do feel this pressure situation, but I don't know, listening to the sounds. Honestly, when I'm not in there, is my favorite part.
Okay.
And just hearing everyone else.
Yeah.
Or hearing Megan, who's with me. And you know how she goes to work, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to town.
Yes.
She is going there, to town.
It doesn't seem to matter for me who's in the room. Like, I'm just out here enjoying whatever is going on. And then I'll hear some sounds that kind of draw me into the room. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go see what is going on.
Like, it's like when you snuck in there on Elizabeth.
Okay.
Gave her a little tap.
Okay. Yeah, that was a little bit difficult for me. So
that was super fucking hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, bro.
And I was watching for a while. I was like, this is hot. She's having such a great time. And I'm like, oh, wait, they're switching positions. Her ass is in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm smacking that ass. I had to run in and just give her a little bit of smack.
You cannot. You have to.
Nope. Nope. I think she enjoyed it. Oh, shit. People are coming out. We got to get off these mics.
Oh, shit. Where'd she go?
Oh,
I got to go
back down. Oh, you got some B-Real.
Yeah, hello, B-Real.
Hump Day Quickies.
B-Real's my name. Let's roll.
Have fun.
Wait, who else is supposed to be in there right now?
Megan, are you good with going first in round four, or do you want someone else to go first in round four?
Anyone else.
Really?
All right.
No.
Megan does not want to go first in round four. All right. One or two.
He likes that, too. Two.
Iris.
What?
She said what?
You're first in the next round.
Oh, boy. I need to do my job. Sorry.
Hang on. It'll be a second. But we need to talk about this first.
Yeah, we have to talk about this first.
We've got to figure out. Yep.
You got time for one or no? Okay. If you got to go, it's fine.
We are so far behind.
All right. Real quick, let's run through this. Unfortunately, Iris and John have to leave.
So you're getting Nessa ready then?
I think we had sounds.
Get Nessa off, ready for
okay,
pick two.
I think we had sounds. That's that simple. That's going. Whoa.
Okay, well, while Nessa's off.
Sounds like a bunch of wolves in the wild.
Nessa is testing a toy that John brought because John has to leave and he wanted to test it out on her. So they are off doing that. So we will discuss this without Nessa. I think Barry can handle their portion of it.
Is it a favorite toy of yours, by the way?
It is now, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Whoa.
It rivals.
What's
it? The wand.
Oh, man. And I love the wand. What is the name of that magical creature?
Is that the womanizer?
We'll have to.
Ooh.
Is that background noise?
So is it actually sucking in?
That little magical thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
I just know it works.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I don't know if it sucks in or blows.
It feels like that. Anyway, we just got out of the room. It was Iris and myself and Barry and Nessa. Nessa is recovering. She'll be here in a second. This was very much a parallel play. Iris and I were on one side and Barry and Nessa were on the other. Iris, I said, I want you to sit on my face. We like made out for a minute. And I said, no, I want you to sit on my face. She said, oh, it's like 69. I said, you don't have to work yet. So she sat on my face and I licked that amazing pussy for a few minutes. Then it wasn't long before I said, actually, no, you do have to work and just slide down. So she slid down and started riding me. And she did that for a long fucking time, because at one point I kind of looked over at the clock and was like, oh, shit, there's only a minute left. Hang on. But before that happened, there are a lot of noises happening in the other room. Barry and Nessa, let's talk about what you guys were doing, because there was something amazing on my face. So I didn't have a chance to see what was going on with you two.
I would say we kind of are familiar with each other a little bit there. So there was a bit of cock sucking there.
Yeah, we didn't have to connect for very long because we have a mini history.
A little, tiny little mini history.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would want to get in that vagina as fast as I can.
Yeah. Oh. So that's pretty much
yeah,
what
it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Little blowjob and then on the bed and missionary. He was on top.
Yeah.
At one point, I suggested, hey, you need to lay down so she can ride you. But it didn't happen. But I swear the look that I got when that happened was like,
Yeah, I was touching my clit.
Yeah, I didn't know. I looked up.
I was like, stop.
I was kind of focused on what I was doing. I just kind of looked over like, oh, they haven't done it yet. I didn't scan the whole situation. So I just kind of, oh, you should do this. And then you gave me the fucker. I was close. You're interrupting. And I'm like, all right, I'll just focus on what I'm doing. Never mind.
I said it was really hot when her legs were wrapped around me.
Yeah.
From behind. Yeah, it was.
I like that.
Super fucking hot. I wanted to try to get her feet to quiver a little bit for you.
And I honestly.
But I know you were engaged in something else.
I was kind of wrapped up at the moment. And I was very focused with Iris and the way she was just working. Like, as she was riding my face, she kind of wiggled her hips a lot. And I was like,
you did.
I want you to do that on my cock. And she did. And that was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the time, I was like, oh, hang on, you got to lay down. And I'm thinking, okay, she'll lay down on her back. And no, she lays down in what did Tori
the
just
flat iron?
The flat iron. She lays down and just sticks her ass up in the air, legs pressed together. I'm like, or this is fine. And I slid in and she just, oh, fuck.
That was super fucking hot. Yeah, yeah.
No, very hot. Very, like, you have to teach me your moves. Because are you I was one like, oh words? My God, I was watching you. Like,
and the way hot. She was doing that.
I was just in the moment.
Oh, my God.
I was just going for it. Oh.
I looked at the clock and there were 30 seconds left. I'm like, no, there's more to do tonight. I can't come yet. So I kind of slowed down and she was like, you're not slowing down. And she just started like working and I was, but well, I held back.
And we had about 2 minutes left and I said, would you like to go and like go kiss? So she's riding your cock.
Yes.
And then
yes.
They start kissing.
Yes.
And I see these two beautiful
Yes, Nessa
asses.
And Iris were making out. And I saw the look on Nessa's face like, oh, I forgot I had kissed this girl in a while. And
she has the softest lips. I know. You really do.
Yeah, that was super fucking hot.
Yeah, that was a fantastic, and 10 minutes went by even faster than I thought. That was insane.
Yeah, I had a Falcon moment there. I started sweating out. Throw me the towel.
So I know you have to go, Iris, so unless you want to add anything, I'm going to say go. I think you just put stuff on top of that, so you don't have to change that much. But thank you very much for doing this, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this, knowing that you had a very tight schedule today. So I appreciate you guys being here for what you could be here for.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing.
Worth it. Amazing time.
I had no idea what time it was, or I would have let you keep doing that because I know you were very close at that moment, and I'm sorry that I stopped you thinking that you would be able to go in next, and I should have let you keep going, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll have to do it next time.
Yes, please. Looking forward to it. All right, Nessa, with that, since she was going to be the one who went first, you get to go first in the next round.
Are we all set up?
Yeah, just don't pick a lock that is sleeping.
Oh, laid down.
Yep. So actually pick two, please. Two locks. Yes. That's not him.
Keep looking at him.
But I know who that is now. He's working right now.
How do you want me to code that?
What was her other number that she took? Hey, Nessa, can I see your locks before you move on? Like after this one? Sorry, one didn't sleep. I'm sorry. I got it, though. It was reds. So two, three, four, eight. Sorry, will you please grab one of those ones?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Try again. Keep going. Yep.
I mean, I've never told anyone they can't come.
I mean, like...
They'll have one more after this.
There will be one more round for everyone.
Yeah. Well, can the two of you describe what happened without them, or did you...
Goodbye.
Did you get everybody to lock it yet?
Yeah. Oh, these are sweaty. Really, we didn't need them anyways.
Hey, heard that.
Well, Link, you're up.
No, we're good.
Not with us, with Nessa and...
Ooh, you get to fuck your favorite.
With...
You'll say
Nessa and
look at.
Oh my god! I think you got it ready.
Oh, hang on, I gotta say goodbye to some people, and then I'll come back into this. Sorry.
All right, fine. I think you might have helped that. Get a little ready. Yeah. I'm like talking to the mic.
Megan's. I guess she's a team player.
Oh, I didn't get to fuck Falcon.
Aww.
Defeated.
Only two more rounds left for you guys. Don't worry.
Listen, by my calculations, I've only been fucking for 34 minutes, but it feels it feels like a lot more.
I am tired.
Yeah, I was not expecting this. I thought I was like, oh, I can go on the
Here's me. I'm like, I'll do anything for G. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm dumped.
Two more rounds.
The good news is two more rounds of you guys going individually with two guys.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
So Nessa's back there right now with Link and Nick.
Yeah.
Oh that's damn. I want to see
so
this.
So Nessa's actively fucking the two of your husbands. So.
Oh, come on. That's hot.
Yeah, you're going to share the audio, right?
I want you guys actually just finished fucking each other's husbands, right?
Yeah.
That was the round
that... More likely we were fucking each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that, I won't ruin this anymore. What happened, guys?
So our men were taking a bit longer to come into the room, so we thought, well, fuck it, we'll just get started. Mm-hmm. There are magic wands on either side of the bed.
Yes, yes, there are.
And I grabbed one.
I grabbed one and a double-sided, you know, my favorite toy, the double-sided.
Well, we like scooted next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
We were just playing with our wands at first. I don't even think they had pushed start yet.
No.
We got a head start.
No. I'm pretty sure Nick and Link were, like, taking a breather.
They were just like, yeah.
But I don't think they can resist us with our wands.
Mm-hmm. They were immediately ready to go. Nick got the double dildo. Mm-hmm. Out of the bag and looped it up for us, slid it into both of us, and then we were, like, 2 minutes in, and we had both come pretty hard.
Like, literally, I was like, within 2 minutes, we both came.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So love that's that. Pretty impressive.
And we were actually like, we were like high-fiving everyone. Like, yeah.
This
we
is did awesome. It. So much fun.
So then we told our boys, like, well, just put your cocks in our mouths. Like, mm-hmm. That's fine. Because then we just kept fucking each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what happened.
It was fantastic.
Come here. Okay. Here. Come on. No. All right, perfect. You did.
Good.
I feel bad for you guys. Always
And then Nick was standing beside you and he had a cock ready to go. So then I think both of us laid on our backs. Nick took you and then Link took me, right? On our backs.
So missionary side by side.
We were both missionary side by side.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No. Oh, so good. It was good.
I like
oh my God. I like your wife's pussy. Again, sorry, but. Oh, shit.
Then Tori got on top of Nick, and that's one of my favorite positions. So I got on top of Link, and
she asked, "May I get on top of you, Link?"
She's all about the
so,
consent.
So sweet.
Oh, I don't want to push any boundaries. I want to make everybody comfortable.
And then
you're my little angel.
I know. And then Elizabeth's ass is right there, so I kept grabbing at her ass while I'm fucking her husband.
So much fun.
Oh, so much fun.
All three of you smack my ass at least once.
Yeah. Yeah. That was yeah. Great.
Thank yous all around. I
Before
you.
We did that, your husband was finger fucking me with the double ended dildo, playing with my clit.
Yeah.
While Link was playing with your tits.
Yes.
That was hot.
Yeah.
Mm. That was really hot. We loved that like four-way group play
mm-hmm.
where like you don't really know where whose hands are where.
Yep.
And
you don't really care.
And
matter.
You don't care. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, just.
Thank you.
I will say the sounds that were coming from that room distracted everyone out here. We're like trying to do the interview. Wait, something's, do you hear that?
Well, then we were both on top.
Right.
And the wand was right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick was reverse cowgirl for a while.
Well, Nick was kind enough to turn the wand on, put it on my clit while I was riding him that way. So then I came pretty hard riding your husband's cock that way. And then I was like, well, I will share this wand. So then I scooted it over to your clit. I was like, hey, girlfriend. So and then good. I reverse cowgirled on Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the timer went off. And
then we were sad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sherry. Oh, my God.
Good news is you got two more rounds left. Oh.
Gee, I did the math.
The thing is, it would have been more, but two guys just left. So
this is a lot of fucking.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking without. It's like that first buildup.
Yeah,
like that excitement buildup, and then you're like, stop. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, how much time do we have? Can we just turn this into an orgy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only people that
I just heard, I just heard that.
Oh, Nessa. Wow,
that was pretty amazing.
Okay, yeah.
God damn it! Did you hear that? Like, how does she do that?
I don't know. It's like echoes.
How does her sound sound different than and better than everyone?
No,
else's?
Mine sounds like manly. I'm like yeah.
Right.
Her sounds so pretty, it's sexy, and
yeah.
I know. The fact that I have all three of you women, the last three that are left that aren't Nessa in the back getting fucked, are just sitting here on the couch with me.
I don't know how you
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. This
we
is
could
fantastic.
Just turn this into a G orgy.
That's against the rules.
Well,
only for one of you. Oh,
triple
no.
blowjob. Honey.
The good news is that of your three remaining and of your four remaining, I'm on both of your lists. So.
Yes. Oh, so you get to, both of you will tag team G then?
No.
No? Oh, not necessarily.
No, everything left is solo for the ladies and two guys, except you, Megan, you only have three guys remaining after the last two that just left. So you have a two and a one.
Your math.
I know.
There's math. There's I know. So much math.
You should be able to do mathing.
Gee, I wanted to bring a set of Legos, honestly. If I was going to have 7 minutes alone with you, I was like, what could he build?
There are times that you can come to my office and I will build anything you'd like. And
oh, thank you.
You can do whatever you want with me while we're doing it.
I was wondering how tall the tower could get.
Did you hear
Yeah,
this?
We were like 7 minutes. Oh, because she has both of our husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have headphones on and we can still hear Nessa.
That's a lucky girl.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, those two hard cocks. Oh, we forgot. Nessa snuck in.
Oh yeah.
Oh, during. So John brought a toy that he wanted to try out on her, and he didn't have an opportunity to get back there with her because they ran out of time and had to leave. He said, "Hey, can I just he wanted to use it out here. She goes, there's a lot of people out here. So they were going to go in the hallway, but they ended up going in the room.
We're happy to share.
Yeah, because we were still, we were
they apologized for fucking up the sounds.
No, yeah, Elizabeth and I were fucking each other. So the boys really, well, there was plenty of space on the bed. Yeah. We were happy to share. And I think that then she started moaning and we were fucking each other.
It was hot.
And then like, then the boys were just like, fine, like ready to go.
John did apologize for fucking up the sounds, but hey.
Well, no, it was hot because I think.
What was the toy? What was the toy?
Yeah, it was this black.
It had like, a very red. I'm going to find out what it is and I'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, because I'm curious. It was like it sounded pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was like immediate orgasm from her.
Yeah.
We're just going to come into your half to bed for just a second. Right, did you make it to you? No, wait, I just want you to try a toy.
Give me my wand.
Okay. Yeah.
That's impressive. So
Yeah. And I think that just made our session that much hotter. And we're like, break the rules.
They asked first, and because he was leaving and because they had a really busy day and they were like, no, we'll come for that. And I'm like, well, all right. It's like, but we have to leave at this time. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
and
sweet,
we actually pulled her card and she was going to go back and he goes, we have to go. And for her to be like, I don't know, fuck the kids, not my friend. But he's like, she goes, all right, you're right. Damn kids, always getting in the way.
I know.
Anything else happened that?
I think that was it. It was really hot.
It was fun. Really hot.
And it was, I feel bad. You're going to have to edit a lot because the four of us in a room.
Oh my God, we were all laughing. And then I was jumping on the bed and Nick was like, don't jump on my cock. And he's like, wait, jump on my cock.
Well, it is time for one of the three of you to go next. Is that a not it or is
that? Yeah, that's the nose goes game.
Okay.
You like touching?
I'll go.
All right. Let me set up your draw here.
I'm a team player.
Mm-hmm. I really can't get over it.
Now, Echo and Falcon left, so I'm kind of without.
Oh yeah, you
Echo here, so I got to do this all on my own now.
Tori, your makeup right now is so sexed. It's so funny.
I was worried about that. I thought about bringing a makeup remover because I know I always get droopy. Yeah, I get the mascara down my face.
Makeup right now is so beautiful. Well, you have these devil eyes right now that I'm like so into. honey.
All right, Elizabeth, you have those four locks remaining. Okay. Please make your two selections.
Two? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you know, that on my bucket list, I've never had two guys.
Well, good news is I've got back to back two guys at once for you. So.
Oh my God. Okay.
Unless you want me to add.
How have you not done this?
It's just never been our jam, but we're like opening our. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love watching all of our friends opening different windows as we do this. So it's been fun. Yeah.
All right. I'll pick two locks.
Two locks.
My bucket list was BBC, and G provided that for me tonight. And I asked him, I'm like, I didn't mean to make it awkward for him to say, like, is it a fantasy that I've always wanted a BBC? Like, and he's like, I will happily donate to the cause of your bucket list. So, yeah, I got BBC for the first time tonight.
Okay.
Better than I imagined. So blessed.
So blessed.
I'm glad, you know, that's an item on your list. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it just never had come up. Uh-huh. Like, it's never approached before, and it never was an opportunity before. So I got it.
When? New things.
All new things.
Oh, my goodness. I know. It's funny that I'm here with you, Tori and Link, and you are not new, and yet we are having these new experiences together, even though you've been such a part of my life. You've been such a part of my year now.
I can't believe it's been a year.
It's been a year, yeah. And yet, even here we are a year later.
Oh, there's still so many new things that you didn't know that you wanted to be into.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. I'm being touched by Barry. Is this allowed?
Touching is allowed, yes. Touching is allowed.
Just no penetration?
Yep.
Of any kind?
The rules.
That's the rules.
Of any kind?
So many rules.
I hate rules. I don't follow rules.
I know. Max was anti-rules the second he read all of the rules.
When Link got the 20 text messages, he's like, what?
Max was the same way. He said, I am not going to play these rules. He's like, these rules, this is not good for me.
Yep.
Not good.
Who'd you find?
Red and Aaron.
Ooh. Oh, we have like a spreadsheet going of who's fucked who.
Oh, yeah, it's math. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've mathed this. We have math.
Wow.
All of the sex.
Link just came out, cock out. No shame. No. Oh, wait. It's your turn. I want to hear about you fucking Nessa.
We just got treated to the Link dink.
Megan, do you want two at this time or one first?
Nope, we're not doing two.
No, I'm like, can I take three?
G. If you're being serious, you're being serious.
I'm being serious. And no, I'm not doing two.
So you need another one.
She's got one ready to go. She just needs a second.
Which one did you pick?
Not you. Alright.
Find a new
cock.
Oh. Let's go. Link, can you come sit down for a minute? We need a debrief of the noises that thoroughly interrupted the last interview. It's weird that I had all three ladies sitting here and they all heard your sounds and we're like, wait, can you hear that? Wait. And Tori's sitting by waiting eagerly to hear what happened. So
what is there to discuss?
So it was Scrabble and Nessa.
Best word was Oz.
She got like a triple word score. It was fucking amazing.
It was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't know how she fit it on the board, but she definitely did.
None of us even know how to spell it.
Not sure how to spell it.
It starts with an S.
You?
Well, I will say that it was very awkward. They gave me the go ahead as far as what my choice was and how I wanted to go about things.
Oh, you hate making choices, so.
Yeah, well, it was bad.
I remember that, and so I decided, you know what?
You're
just going to suck his dick.
Yep. And he did.
And I will eat you out.
He took the reins, and stepped up. How it in started. Control.
Yes, we had a good time.
It was a good
time. Very fun.
I mean, anytime Ness is involved, I'm down.
Oh. So you started?
I was sucking Nick's cock and Link was
eating you out.
Eating me out first. That
beautiful, beautiful clit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to go to the next one.
And it was very good. And then
I try.
And then Link penetrated me and I continued.
Then I had to tell Nick, go get the vibrator.
He said, where's her vibrator?
And where's the vibrator?
There's wands all over the place. All over the place. Absolutely. Here you go.
Yeah. So then we had a good time with the vibrator.
Yes.
She was screaming, obviously.
Yeah. So wands again. Wow. Link, well, you guys Link. With the wands, because I just heard about the wand party that you just had. So.
I honestly don't think that any of us men need to be in there. There's at least three wands in there.
It is sad how technology has come to a point where I'm like,
and I'm perfectly fine with that. If you guys want to play with wands, just let me watch. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Well, you were good also participating with the wand as well. So I wanted to say that's what I have to do. Link held the wand, which is... not my standard go-to. My standard go-to is to grab it and hold it myself. However, he started off holding it, and then I eventually got to the point where holding it.
At one point between those, Link was actually very masterful at pinning it between their bodies. Yes. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That. That was a really cool move.
I hope it was awesome. Okay that if I touched you too. At one point,
you braced yourself on my back,
which I'm okay
as I was on all fours with my cock in Nessa's mouth,
right?
And Link was doing some work,
so you were on your back, Nessa.
I was on my back, yes.
She cock like over your face,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
I just know that my wife really enjoys like when the two guys kind of don't touch sexually. I'm comfortable with you. So
yeah. Okay.
We're all in this that's together.
I actually think that was my first time with just me, another guy, and a lady. So that was new to me. And I was like, he needs a little bit of strength. So that's fine.
Right. Elizabeth said the same thing when she was... And she seems to be having...
Elizabeth, I can now hear.
You said her name and we all and heard it.
She answered.
Oh. You called.
Yeah.
I answered. Sorry.
Oh.
I love listening to her. I don't know how much of this is bleeding through the mics, but I hope it is.
I don't think it is.
I can hear it in the. I can hear it.
Yeah, if we hear it in the headphones, we're hearing a little bit of something.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Too. About that. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yes.
Then we traded.
Yeah, we swapped.
Yes.
And then Nick was eating her out, and
I will say I got a little bit in my head, and I kept looking over my shoulder at the clock. I'm like, oh my god, I'm running out of time. I don't know what to do. So
just enjoy and have a good time.
Yeah, and he did everything he could to please me. Very masterful fingering,
and which is what we want to do.
Oh, you're trying. Help me. 3 minutes in comfort.
And you both said that. Actually, there was a moment of dirty talk between the two of you where you were both like, you dirty girl, take that cock. And it was...
I said dirty, dirty whore. Just take that.
Okay. Yeah.
Take all of it.
I like that.
I know she likes to be...
Oh,
And I don't do that with her, but I want to really start trying.
I don't do it at all because I'm not, that's not my thing.
So when you said it, I was like, yeah, you're a dirty whore. You should definitely take it. That's exactly.
Nessa, you're a dirty slut. Get over here. It's like, my God.
Excuse me, Miss Dirty Slut. Do you have 5 minutes for me? Or it didn't go like that at all.
No, but I did enjoy the several little phrases you guys shot out there.
You guys are next. Fucking relax.
I think everybody is ready to come.
Round five.
I'm just saying.
What round are we on?
We are technically in round four.
Shit.
Which is,
yep. How many rounds do we have to go? Four more? Well, for those of you at home who can't see, there is crazy.
They're rule breakers. They're fucking rule breakers. Fucking I'm counting breakers. This is one of your rounds. I don't care.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay. I'm getting my cock sucked right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. And Max is fucking her from behind.
Fucking Tori from behind. Ooh. While she sucks on Link's dick.
I'm okay with it.
I think we're all okay with it.
We have a Megan and a Ron making out. Mm-hmm. It did get very quiet in here. Yeah.
Should I sing a song? Or? Nope, there's the noise.
I hear my key jingling.
And the sound of that bell means it's time to switch.
And it's time for round five or six.
Listen, we're just optimizing our 7 minutes.
Yes.
Is this the lightning round? Double Jeopardy, where everyone can come.
Double Jeopardy, where everybody gets to have a ball. Sorry, I was a little
distracted.
I already have your final round set up, so. So I was hoping that Nessa.
Tori, I know what your final round's going to be. So. No, you got one more after this because you decided to do it this way. So now what's left? It gets to be your final round. So
you get everybody. You get everyone.
You have. No, but I have something nice set up for you. Don't worry.
She wants a bukkake.
Nope. Yeah. She has to go to the kitchen and make a salad. The name of her horse
was Anita Bukkake.
Oh.
I think we could make that happen.
There's Elizabeth.
I think you could. G? Yeah. You're not going to make that happen for her?
I will. Trust me. Her Anita. Final round is...
Anita. Anita.
Well, that should be her new name.
Anita Bukkake.
It wasn't as bad as like going to that.
Hey. I already wrote it down. It's happening. That's round four for her.
Now come over here.
Continue. It's marked down as round four for you. The three of you can continue. So
I didn't know if I was allowed to.
No, you... You can fuck your wife anytime you want. I'm not going to stop that.
I know that. Ooh. Now we need one right here.
Yeah, go. This is your 10 minutes. Use it, my friend. you don't have to come. Don't come yet because I think you have. Oh, no. No, you don't. No, you're set. No, this is it for you. You can if you want.
Yeah. Oh, wait. He suddenly got the look of business. He said, this is it for you. He's like, oh, then I'm going to.
Doing this.
Then I'm coming.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you're done too. Yeah.
Bloop. Am I a good girl?
Does anybody else want to get in this asshole? Double DP. I know that's her fantasy. Want to try DP? Anybody? Anybody?
She has one more round left that I think that can be pulled off.
Oh. Who's in there?
Elizabeth. As Elizabeth finishes up, I believe Megan's warming up for her next round.
Megan, you come over here.
No, Megan's busy.
She's busy.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's
got a job. Oh, look at this, like, ultimate voyeurism for Eugene.
I don't get it.
You get that and that. You get two shows and one.
Oh, yeah. This is I heard warriorism, ultimate warriorism. And I'm like, who's doing that?
Who's climbing? Who's climbing up?
Yeah. Taste yourself.
And now Ron is also actively fucking Megan.
I think we said fuck the timer.
Well,
and fuck the bedroom.
I was going to let them run back to the bedroom. Actually, if you guys want to hit the bedroom and do that, you're more than welcome to go because I think their time has come to an end. So by all means.
Come.
I think you're really good at putting the thoughts in people's head that ruin it.
So, Ron and Megan, if you want to hit the room, that would be good so I can get that sound. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I put the...
Yeah.
Gastrointestinal gurgles.
Sorry, whoever has to put their face next to the mic.
Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.